Thanks very much. Well, there's no doubting the very real hardships that millions of Greeks are experiencing, but some are doing all right. They're the ones who are still extremely wealthy and who are now looking for somewhere safe to put their cash. Over the past couple of years, according to the Greek finance minister, Greeks have moved at least 16 billion euros into foreign banks, and about a third of all that came to the UK. But it's not just the banks that are reaping the benefits of the Greek crisis, as Charlotte Ashton reports.
We're at 18 Upper Wimpole Street, turning right into the first reception room.
Oh, wow. Eight bedrooms, a couple downstairs for the staff, of course, two kitchens, five vast reception areas, a gym, and my personal favourite, your very own cinema. This Marylebone mansion is about to go on the market with estate agents Knight Frank. Their team show me round. The big question, of course, is how much?
This will be marketed at £12.5 million.
£12.5 million?
Yeah.
Bargain.
Actually, I think a lot of people will find it a bargain. It's you know, completely reasonable considering what you actually get.
Indeed, Knight Frank have already got an interested buyer from Greece. Not the same Greek who spent £18 million on two properties before Christmas. This is someone else, desperate to get his euros out of Athens.
Over the last 12 months, we've seen £250 million worth of investment from Greek buyers in the prime London market. A range of the old Greek families who've been here for a long time looking to buy more assets. But you've also got another swathe of affluent Greek families looking for an investment property in London at, say, £500,000, right the way through to guys buying at the top end of the market, properties like this.
They call it capital flight, and it's not just the estate agents who are benefiting from this Greek investing spree. A quick 10-minute hop in your chauffeur-driven limo south through Hyde Park, and you're in Knightsbridge, home to London's most expensive, glitzy boutiques. I'm at the opulent Mandarin Oriental Hotel to meet a diamond broker. He helps the world's wealthy elite invest their spare change wisely.
My name is Neil Dutson. I'm a diamond dealer. I source diamonds on behalf of private clients worldwide.
Let's talk about the Greeks. Are they buying more diamonds these days?
Yes, in a one-word answer. The Greeks are. I've sold, since Christmas, three quite large yellow diamonds. Very beautiful, flawless diamonds, which will be put away into a safe as an investment forever and ever. Or, even if it's just 1 year, you know, there will be growth within it.
How much were they worth?
obviously, being very discreet, between 11 and 15 million pounds.
Per pair?
Per pair.
That's remarkable. And is that exceptional? Would you anticipate that sort of sale around Christmas time usually?
No, absolutely not. I mean, don't forget, this is more an investment. This is for the future. A lot of these guys want to basically put their money into something so they can know, if even if tomorrow or in 10 years' time they want to sell it, they've got their liquid.
What does this represent to you, this increase in interest from Greeks? Is it a 20% increase on last year for you, is it?
Times that by 100. You know, it's a very different world. It's absolutely incredible. You know, I can buy a new pair of shoes.
If you're nervous about having to move your cash quickly, the other obvious asset to go for is gold.
There's certainly a deep psychological belief that gold, underlying everything, has some value. And I think you can see that, you know, in James Bond films where he carries gold sovereigns as, you know, the ultimate form of cash if he gets into trouble.
London is a gold capital, so traders like David Jolly, a strategic analyst for Mitsui & Co. Precious Metals, are also enjoying the arrival of nervous European investors.
It was not the case a few years ago that Europeans were major buyers of gold. You would see a little bit of interest in gold and silver from Germany and Austria and so forth. I think you've certainly seen a huge increase in that. You've seen increased buying interest in physical metal. You've seen increased interest in holding metal in vaults as well. You've seen buying through exchange-traded funds. And some of that is clearly in the more troubled economies, but I think it's more universal than that. I think the feeling is if the euro were to fracture in some way, the problem is no one really knows what that amounts to.
And that nervousness, especially Greek nervousness, is leaving a trail of money around London. But it's not just Athenian cash arriving here, because along with capital flight, there's human flight. Huddled over coffee and a backgammon board in the Byzantium Cafe in West London are Greeks like Ilias, who've left Athens for London, Sydney, Berlin, New York. He has a degree and used to run his own business in Greece, selling heavy machinery, but finding work here has been hard.
We have a bad reputation around Europe. Most European people think that once we manage to destroy our country, we are not good for anything. They treat us as class B citizens. They do not trust us.
You might expect the likes of Ilias, struggling to build a new life far from home, would resent their wealthy compatriots swanning around buying mansions and jewels, but no.
We feel proud. We are very good in doing business. We are able to find our way around. We are able to create out from nothing. We are able to work hard.
Because Ilias and his friends are just relieved that in this piece of news, at least, the word Greek is followed by wealth instead of woe. Capital instead of crisis.
Charlotte Ashton reporting. Officials in Pakistan are claiming that a top fighter linked to Al-Qaeda was killed in a US